so we're going to call the meeting back after the recess. And we were discussing the petition brought to us by the CIA. And I was just going to ask, of course, some of the requests I feel like should already be happening, but if not, then we need to make sure that they are happening.
So downtown trash cans are picked up on Wednesdays?
I believe it's Wednesdays. Another picked up once a week.
Once a week.
And on here, the Crooked Road and Library signs need to be reset. I think I asked for that to happen at the last meeting. I know the one when you're coming off the first exit, the weeds are grown up and you can't really see it. I did notice that. I think Mr. Wright fixed the one down by his residence, according to what he told me the other day.
It probably needs to be addressed again. Yeah. As does the one out of the welcome flagrant sign.
The sign itself? Or is it
the sign itself, it's still tilted over, and that's not something that he would be able to do.
Down here?
Right here on the
this
corner.
This one up here at the corner of the traffic light.
It's been run over?
Yeah, it's been run over. It's kind of flat, like your arm.
I like your arm.
The one at the welcome to Coburn sign out on 58 is completely gone.
It's laying on the flowers.
And then the brush up around the flagpole, how often do we do that?
I couldn't tell you how often. Probably a couple times a year.
That's about right.
I don't know. I don't remember the last time we did it either.
And we used Camp 18 the last time that it got really done.
I don't believe so.
No, not the last time.
Not the last time?
No, I think
Randy.
The guys did it.
Yeah. Randy Wireman was in on that crew. Yeah.
So I understand what she's asking, and I can understand, is that the maintenance things, and I know we have water leaks and sewer leaks and all these other oddball things that happen, but if we have it on a schedule that monthly we're going to do blah, and monthly we're going to do blah.
Once we get done with this program or projects that we're doing right now, we spend, and I don't know if it's an option or not, but I think I can recoup some overtime money from the construction outfits, because every time they strike a main or whatever, we have to go out there and cut off the valves and make sure all that's done. And I think I can. I'm going to look into it and see if I can.
I think we should.
But that takes up a lot of our time, too. I mean, it's just.
Right.
We plan for something and three things happen.
But if we had a regular calendar set up, you know, this should be done on this week and this week and this week, and they kind of have a guideline to kind of meander through, that maybe it would stay more up to date instead of, I think we did it this time and I think we did it this time.
I'm sure Jeff Taylor. Oh,
I'm sure. He's out there working on his lungs. So I think that would be to check and make sure that we have some kind of a schedule set up, a regular maintenance for weed eating certain areas that we don't regularly weed eat. I know we mow the grass in certain spots all the time, but those things. And I don't know how we would talk to everybody about cleaning their windows. Other than maybe when they pay their business license?
Just takes a simple little envelope with a little, hey, we're doing a beautification downtown, you know, we'd like to see, you know, you guys participate with us. One of the things that you can do to help us would be to schedule a window cleaning on a, you know, regular basis or something like that.
Okay.
Back to the parks for a second. On the garbage pickup in the parks, you say we're doing one time a week downtown. What are we doing in the parks? Do you know?
Another one. Rain is the same day to do downtown, but I don't remember.
I would like to see both parks particularly Ringley Park because it's utilized for a lot of picnics, birthday parties, that type of thing, to be done twice a week, one time on Friday and one time on Monday. Friday being, you know, you've got everything cleaned up over there for the weekend when people are doing parties, and Monday, which picks up the after effects of the party itself, so the garbage cans were, you know, I've seen them over there overflowing way too many times. And thank goodness we don't have a group of dogs like we had about 3 or 4 years ago that love to go over and turn them over.
Yeah, I think that, I think the parks maintaining them twice a week would be better.
And somebody knows one of them running over.
Right.
As far as
Scott said, he's got the cards and they're supposed to be using those.
As far as have owners of trailer parks clean up debris and grass landscaping, my question is, why is it specific to just trailer parks instead of, I mean, everybody that owns a residence, or everybody should want to clean up their debris and their landscaping.
Well, I agree with that wholeheartedly. I think, though, the reason that's specifying trailer parks in here is that we do have a couple of trailer parks that are very well unkept. There's one in particular, which I'm not going to mention locations or anything at this point in time, but I've seen trash up to the porches. And I know that the concerns were given during the cleanup time period when Wise County, I'm going to call it Wise County Clean Committee, what's it called now? Greg's office. You guys know what I'm
talking
about.
Yeah,
Litter, whatever.
Keep Wise County Clean, something like that.
He does have the ability to go in and give instructions for things to be cleaned, because I know one, you know, when during the cleanup day that he made a visit to one of the trailers that was just ungodly.
Like I said, regard trailer park or not trailer park, that's something that should be addressed. I mean, we have ordinances in place, correct?
Mm-hmm.
I know there's a specific trailer that I've spoke to you on several occasions about the grass being up over the fence, people not being able to see to pull out, there was a tree out in the road, and I know at that time the town crew did go cut the tree back a little bit, although they could, that was not on this person's actual property, but I mean, I think when we see this type of stuff, it just needs to be reported and let you follow up and go through whatever process that you need.
I've sent a couple letters out, and one lady called me and said that her husband took off and his name's on it too, so why is she going to be penalized for it? And I said, well,
because you live there?
I don't remember the address, but I'll get it and send it to you.
I think that covers all of them.
Is there anything else?
Not at this point in time.
All right, moving on to item D, resurfacing of the track.
Devante and I both, both of us got it. The school board, not the town, the school board is doing a track resurfacing. And you found this. Our track is scheduled to be resurfaced in mid-September, and that time frame may be adjusted to be a little earlier or a little later. Once the process begins, then it will be shut down for a couple of weeks. I just wanted to get the news out there so that you could have the plans in place if you use the track regularly. And that was to all of us at school, that if you have track practice or whatever, you use it, you're not going to be able to. Yeah. And then he wanted Mr. Mooney and myself to relay this to the town, to be aware of it, because it needs to be locked and fixed to where our citizens don't go up and use it.
When is this going to be done?
He said mid-September. I asked him
mid-September
when he knew a for sure date to let us know.
And
well, the reason I was going to say, you might get Jimmy to put it on there.
I was getting there.
My bad.
I was getting there. Just ain't got there yet. I'm slow. Would I get a for sure date, and after it's resurfaced, that he wants nobody on it for 2 weeks after it's finished, that it'll be locked and fix it, and so that our normal people that use it will know that this time frame, please stay off of it, and maybe we'll put it on the marquee that is being resurfaced and to stay off of it.
I do think that Mr. Crutchfield shared that he would make signs like to put on the gate where it will be locked, just stating that it's closed and for the time frame. His question was asking if we had any, I think maybe like larger road closed signs or something to put up there at the top entrance to like the track of the baseball field.
To secure that whole parking lot too?
I mean, there's no need for anybody to be up there.
It's not baseball season, so.
Shut the gate and put a barricade on.
I could mention that to him that we can shut the gate.
If you shut the gate, you need a very large sign at the gate explaining what's going on.
That's what Crutchfield said he's going to do.
Large sign.
I mean, they're obviously going to know what's going on. If there's equipment up there and they're resurfacing the track and there's a big road closed sign and it's posted everywhere.
I think the sign's going to be your main thing because with the height of the weeds and the brush and everything, when you're coming off of Wise Mountain, you can no longer see the track.
But if you're going up the hill...
You're going to drive up, that you're not going to come through.
When you drive
off
up the hill, that's
Mountain,
a pretty big gate.
Drive up the hill.
That's a pretty big gate that we have that goes across the road there.
You can close gate and lock it, but put the barricade down.
Yes.
Yeah. As Carlos can tell you, when the track was deeded over about several years ago, there was a lot of outcry from the town about that.
Yep.
And, you know, I don't want anyone in the town to think that...
But it's just a temporary...
It's anything other than temporary. So
that's why I would utilize the marquee and temporarily close due to resurfacing, and Crutchfield was going to make those signs.
Very good.
Anything else on resurfacing of the track?
No.
All right, I see no old business. Do we have reason to go into closed session tonight?
We do, personnel and legal.
All right, so we have a request to go into closed session under personnel and legal. So that's A1 and A7?
A1 and
A8. A1 and A8, all right. So I move that we go into closed session under A1 to discuss the performance of personnel, and A8 to discuss with legal counsel.
Second.
Motion and second. Is there any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, we're in closed session.